Shall we bow our heads? Almighty Father, we appreciate you tonight for the gathering of your people that you promised that it shall be unto you. We have not gathered here to see one another, but we are here to see you. And your promise is wherever two or three gather together in your name, that you will be there in their midst. We appreciate you for your divine presence in our midst tonight. Thank you for every one of your children that are present here tonight. Thank you for those that are still coming on their way. Thank you for the Easter Revival meetings, the blessings that you have bestowed upon your people. Lord, tonight we commit ourselves to your hands. We pray, Lord Jesus, that the words of our mouth, the meditation of our heart, let them be acceptable in thy sight. Bless our coming together. Meet us at the very point of our knees. Every obstacle, hindrances, may you remove them out of the way. May you come and prove yourself in our midst tonight. Bless every sons and daughters of yours. Glorify yourself in their life. Push it and into shame, Lord, so that the blessing will be for us, Father. We say to you, behold the glory. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. You are welcome to the service tonight in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. God bless you. I'm happy to be in the house of the Lord and also to be with you. May the name of the Lord be praised forevermore. Let's quickly read our Bible so that you can have your seat. Just turn with me to the book of Zechariah, chapter 4, from verse 1 to 7. Book of Zechariah, chapter 4, from verse 1 to 7. Then we'll read Titus, chapter 3, verse 7. Zechariah, chapter 4, from verse 1. It goes this way, and the angel that talked with me came again and walked and waked me as a man that is waking out of his sleep. And he said unto me, what seest thou? And I said, I have looked, and behold, a candlestick all of gold with a bow upon the top of it, and the seven lamps thereon, and seven pipes to the seven lamps which are upon the top thereof. And two olive trees by it, one upon the right side of the bow, and the other upon the left side thereof. So I answered and spake to the angel that talked with me, saying, what are these, my Lord? Then the angel that talked with me answered and said unto me, knowest thou not what this be? And I said, no, my Lord. Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by power, nor by might, but by my spirit, said the Lord of hosts. What art thou, O great mountain, before Zerubbabel? Thou shalt become a plain, and it shall bring forth the headstone thereof with shouting, crying, grace. Grace unto it. Can they just say amen to that? God bless you. Quickly turn to Titus, the book of Titus, chapter 3. Titus 3. Titus chapter 3, verse 7. He said, being justified by his grace, we should be made here according to the hope of eternal life. May the Lord add blessing to the reading and the hearing of his holy word. God bless you. You may be seated. We thank God for his mercy and his grace upon our lives. May his name be praised forevermore. Once again, I am here and I'm grateful unto the Lord for giving every one of us opportunity to be in his house. Appreciate every one of you. And also, especially our dear pastor who has traveled out of the country. Pray that Almighty God will bring him back safely. I want to appreciate the associate pastors for giving me the opportunity to stand before you. Yes, I am not the best, but it's just God's grace, which I believe is God's grace that also bring you to church and also to listen to the words of God. I want to appreciate every other ministers in the local assembly. May Almighty God bless everybody. I appreciate all the officers and our dear most evangelist, the senior evangelist. God bless you, sir. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't think there's anything wrong if I call him a senior evangelist. Yes. We are not taking the title from denomination, but if we are talking about the fivefold ministry, I think it is only the message of the hour that knows that also identify it. And I believe there's a senior. Yes. You can't compare me to him. He has been in the field for many years. We sat under his ministry. We learned from him. So he's my senior by the special grace of God. He's a father. He's a senior. God bless you, sir. We appreciate Almighty God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. May the Lord bring the pastor back safely and also with a truck of testimony. I believe we are praying for him. So be expecting testimony. I believe it will be like that in Jesus' name. Yes, I'm just here because of ceremony ahead of us, but it just fell on my lot to stand behind the pulpit tonight. So just to give you just little tips. Yes, I believe the words of God have been coming to us from time to time. Yes, by the special grace of God, this local assembly, yes, is a pace setter. That's the way I see it, and that is the way it is by the special grace of God. We have the system ministers here, minister the words of God to us every time. So whosoever comes around, I believe it just to heart to whatever that I've been saying along the way. I pray that Almighty God will bless the effort. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I bring greeting from my wife. We are here together, but for the purpose of, of the thing that we come around for, he has to be with them. I just sneak out of the place. Just to come around there, at least to pass a night with my brother and also to have fellowship together. That's the reason you see me here. Trusting the Lord that God bless you. You know, this is just a prayer meeting. So just a little words of admonition before we will go to the Lord in prayer. Now tonight, by the special grace of God, I want on this little title, the effect of grace in the building, the masterpiece of God. The effect of grace in building the masterpiece of God. Hallelujah. We as strangers every vocabulary for the message of the hour. There are things that we cannot say when we have a mixed crowd. For example, if you go to 1 year or have opportunity to preach in any denomination, you know, you just have to try to break everything down. And like Prophet Augustine, he said the word predestination, you can't use it outside. Why? Because they can't just understand it. They take it to extreme end. But when we come among ourselves, where we can speak in parable, yes, and the masterpiece of God can give all the interpretation, so there's no language that we cannot use. Why? Because the presence of God is always present in every meetings to reveal himself to individual. Now, to our topic. While you are talking about masterpiece, don't forget, Brother Van preach a message before the opening of the seal. He titled it The Stature of a Perfect Man. And he explained the pyramids to us. He talked about the pyramid in the book of 2 Peter from faith, virtue to the last one. Then, as time goes on, because the message is a progressive revelation, it's not a standstill message. It's not a stagnated water. Revelation goes on. Then he comes to a time. He also preached the masterpiece. And later, in another place, he also preached the identify the masterpiece of God. Now, in the message masterpiece, he break it down for us. And he laid a foundation for the masterpiece to be built. And in that foundation, he talked about four foundations. And he said, Abraham represents faith. He said, Isaac represents love. And he said Jacob represents grace. And he said Joseph represents perfection. Then he started building the masterpiece. Until he put the last one there, which is brotherly kindness, before the capstone could come upon that masterpiece. Now, out of this four foundations, Abraham faith, Isaac love, Jacob grace, and Joseph perfection, he want to bring out grace and talk about it tonight. Now, look at it. These four foundations, they were all important. Abraham faith. Brother says it was faith that God recognized in Abraham. And that was the reason he called him his friend. He believed God and it was imputed to him for righteousness. He believed the unseen. He believed the unbelievable. He took God by his word. And Brother said, anytime we take God by his word, he said, every impossibility, they will become what? Possible. Hallelujah. Then he go further by talking about Isaac, which is love. Now, don't forget, Abraham begot Isaac. Isaac begot Jacob. And Jacob begot Joseph. Are you with me? Now, in studying it, I find out that the work of grace in the foundation of this masterpiece was so much powerful. It goes beyond woman's explanation. It needs perfect revelation from God. Because study the life of Jacob, you will see nothing but truly grace. Hallelujah. Now let's go this way. When Abraham begot Isaac, you know, before Abraham begot Isaac, Ishmael came on the scene by Hagar. Am I speaking to the believers? When Ishmael came on the scene, Hagar saw it as an opportunity to exercise an authority that was not given to him by God. She wanted to become a boss. She wanted to rule the house. Why? Because she knew the problem in her family. She knew that Abraham was trusting God for a seed. And this issue had been on for a lot of years. And don't forget, it was not God that gave Hagar to Abraham. It was Mama Sarah that gave Hagar to Abraham. Why? Because she didn't believe that God can fulfill his promise. And the Bible said, when Hagar, not realized that she has got conceived, it says she despised her misery. No more respect. Hallelujah. And many a times today, that the same disease is troubling so many people under Malachi for message. A little thing that God has given to you, you started feeling on top of the world. You believe nobody can talk to you again. You believe you have arrived. But that is not the way. Hallelujah. When God gives you anything, what God is expecting from you is more humility. Bible said the more you humble yourself, the more God blesses you. Hallelujah. Humble yourself doesn't mean you are a fool. No, at all. It doesn't mean that you are a fool. It means that you understand the program of God for your life. Because the Bible says, whosoever exalt himself, God will do what? And whosoever humble himself, God will do what? Exalt. Then I also find out that when you don't humble yourself, it is because of pride. And the Bible says pride goeth before what? Destruction.
I studied my Bible very well. I could see two people in the Bible that they exalted themselves before the Lord, and you can see so much effect of that pride in their life. Number one, let's look at Herod, the King Herod. That the Bible says he spoke. Peradventure was an orator. He spoke, and the people look at him and they say, oh, this is not a human being. This is the voice of God. This man is not just ordinary human being. Oh, he's a mighty king. He's a mighty man. He could speak very well. He know how to place his adjective and verb and noun and everything. And the Bible said they press him. And God was so much angry with him that he had to strike him right at that spot. And the Bible says something that's supposed to take place after 4 days took place right on that spot. Maggot was coming out of his body. Now, the befitting burial that's supposed to be given to him, Cana got it. That is pride. Let's look at the second one, King Nebuchadnezzar. That one got a lot of opportunity. You know the way God does his thing, nobody can explain it. He had that suffering. If you question him, you are looking for trouble. You just accept it and go your own way. Nobody can correct it. Nobody can query him. Nobody can say, this is the way it will be done. He doesn't even need advice from anybody. And he does it the way he likes. And if you don't take it like that, you're going to be in problem. Now, don't forget Nebuchadnezzar, before his own fair came, he has been told that this also time, this particular thing is going to happen to you. But he didn't take it serious. He thought that the man that spoke it, maybe he was speaking under etruatism. Maybe that man got drunk. You know, he could have given a different interpretation from his own mind. But the Bible says when that appointed time comes, because there's nothing that proceeded from the mouth of God that will ever return to him void, it must accomplish the purpose. The Bible says when that hour arrived, the Bible says he just spoke to the people. He didn't even speak to them. The Bible says he walked in the ladders of his palace, and he looked at the Jews, the children of God that were working for him, and he asked himself a question. If you study it very well, he just spoke to himself. Is it not my hand that has made all this? All these people that are working for me, is it not my hand that has made it? He couldn't see grace in his own life. You see, enslaving the children of Israel by that time, but I must say, any nation that enslaved the children of Israel, it is that nation ruling the world. So, in another world, King Nebuchadnezzar was ruling the entire world. And let me tell you, these people that was ruling, they are masterpiece of God. And if he can rule them with humility, these people will help him to build that kingdom. There is going to become a powerful king and a powerful kingdom. But the Bible says, he looked at them. He couldn't see God's grace in the life of these people. He thought it was himself that had achieved all those things. And that reason the Bible told us, not by power, not by might, but by what? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible says, immediately thought that a voice came from heaven. And he asked him to crawl and enter into the bush. Then I begin to wonder, for 7 years, lion didn't tear him to pieces. Leopard didn't touch him. Fox didn't touch him. And he was among them. The Bible says, he said his finger's nail and his toes nail was like an eagle claw. He said even the ears in his body like eagle's feathers. And the Bible says he had bullock. He ate grass like a bullock. And it didn't affect his stomach. 7 years. And God allowed him to be inside the bush. And the Bible says, at the end of the 7 years, he self-testified. He said, my knowledge will turn back again to me. So all that God did was to take the knowledge of human being away. So it is your knowledge that also has something to do with your stomach. It's your knowledge. At the end of the 7 years, he said, my Lord, you return back to me. Instead of him to crawl back again, he trekked. And he entered. And then I surprised. How did God return the king? Nobody invaded that kingdom. No, any other nation come from another place. Don't forget, for that time, for that, for king never to be on the throne, it's like a church without shepherd. But God preserved it for him. Now, did that man need anybody to teach him humility again? May that never happen to us. Each time you are hearing about humility in the church, it's for your bed. God be our head. He, God, God doesn't preach. It is we preacher that preach. When God wants to deal with you, he gives you a speech. He doesn't preach. He preaches through the people. But when you don't accept it, the next thing is experience. And it is not every experience that used to be sweet. A lot of experience used to be bitter. A bitter heart. So it's better you accept the preaching and praise God and just appreciate God and go your way. Whichever way he heated you, he can hit you left, right, back, front, anywhere. Just appreciate God and say, God, I thank you for it. Don't complain, don't murmur. But I must say, complaining weaken faith. In grace, there's no complaining. Hallelujah. Now you look at the life of Jacob. Now, look at Abraham. When Isaac wanted to get married, it was Abraham that told the servant, Eliezer, said, look, don't allow my son to marry from the daughter of Canaanite. Make sure you go back again to where I came from. Go and get a bride for my son, Isaac. And the message was so powerful that Abraham asked Eliezer to come and swear for him. And Eliezer also know the effect of that message. He said, what about if that lady will not follow me? He said, that lady, if he didn't follow you, you are free from my hold. He said, but the Lord God that I'm serving, who has come in away from my father's house, who has given me grace in his sight, who has given me opportunity to walk with him, he's going to go before you, and the lady will follow you down. He said, but if the lady didn't follow you, never allow myself to go to that place. Under no circumstances. How many of us are also giving us a message like that to our children? I used to tell them back at home, sisters, especially sisters, when we are saying take care of your children, don't, you see, if your daughter give birth, between you and your husband, who go there to go and take care of you? Huh? It's sister now. It's sisters. If your daughter marry a non-believer and write in your presence, he turned your daughter to a punching bag. And right to your prayer started sending message to you. Who carried the message? It is you. Brother doesn't go. There's an adage in my place. When he could say, I'm all your. It's only sister that goes there. Yes. And many a times when that opportunity comes, you hit. That is God's grace for you. It's true. And yes, let me also go by saying this. Whatever they ask you to give to your husband, don't hide it. Yeah, deliver the message. Many a time, sister, we don't deliver it. You deliver the message. If they can buy you two rapa or three rapa, one for your husband, don't say you also like that one that they gave to your husband. That one that Ojuko Kuru. Hallelujah. But God testified to Abraham himself. He said, I know that Abraham will teach his children how to do what? Obey me. It is our duty to teach our children. It is our duty to pray for them. If you do that, God is going to see to the rest of it. It is the duty of God. So Abraham sent Eliezer, and truly Eliezer called a bride for Isaac. And the bride came, started living with Isaac. And now, don't forget, I also want you to take notice of this. Every firstborn in the lineage of Abraham always lose birthright. I studied my Bible, I don't know why. Ishmael lost it. That was the reason he came to Isaac. Isaac also gave birth to Esau and who? Jacob. Don't forget, in the sight of Isaac, it was Esau that he wanted to receive the birthright. The grace of God was not upon him. The Bible says, now don't forget, the same problem that Abraham had. Mama Sarah was barren for 25 years. Rebecca also was barren for 20 years. Isaac has to entreat the Lord for the sake of his wife, Rebecca, for solid 20 years. No even housemaid in their own house to cause any problem. And finally, when Rebecca got pregnant, the Bible says there was a struggle, there was wrestling right inside her womb. And the Bible said they went to go and make an inquiry. Then I begin to think, who was the person they went to that time? Isaac knew better than to go to the Canaanites. The prophet of Canaanite, they are idols. Isaac himself was a prophet. It must have been an Isaac that faced the Lord and had a question and started telling God that, look, this is the situation around my wife. And the Bible says it was told then that there are twins right inside the womb of the wife. And the senior will serve the junior. Huh? That was the words of the Lord. Then finally, Rebecca gave birth. And these children started growing. They grew up to some certain age. They had to do the work at home. They had to assist the father up in so many things. But the Bible told us that Esau was a man of faith. Jacob always stayed at home. Bible says he always hung around mama's apron. Except but Esau always liked to take care of the father. And when they come to a certain age, Isaac look at it. It's almost time for him to go. And before he has to go, he has to bless the children. And they call Esau, his firstborn. You know, you are entitled to the birthright as firstborn. Automatically, that is the words of God. The birthright belongs. That's number one. Number two, automatically. So when two of them grew up to a certain age, and Isaac now peradventure the time to go is very close. And I call Esau. He said, there's something that I need from you. Vanishing. I want you to go and kill a game. You know, vanishing is a meat of a deer. He said, go and kill it. Come and prepare it for me. The one that my soul loved, the way you used to prepare it, so that I can do what? I can pray for you. And the Bible says he took his bow and arrow and he went into the bush. Started looking for a game. Don't forget the words of God has already said it. The elder shall serve the younger. Isaac has forgotten. He still stood by the words of God that the firstborn had to have the birthright. Automatically must become the head of the family. Now, the Bible says Rebecca had it. When Isaac was giving instruction to Esau, and Rebecca now called Jacob and said, no, this is what your father said. Go to the head. Go and first mean a kid of an animal. Let me prepare it so that when I prepare the finish, I can give it to you. You can go and give it to your father so that your father will bless you instead of your brother. Jacob said, what, mommy? My father will know. There's no way I can do it. And if my father eventually got to know, instead of blessings, it will be curses. He said, my son, let your curses be of what I ask you to do. Go and do it. It doesn't for adventure past it and what bring food to the table. Don't forget, their major occupation that time was rearing of an animal. Normally, Jacob's supposed to be on the feed, but he doesn't stay on the feed. So it was what we can call a lazy God today. The boy went and fetched it and brought it and prepared and gave to the mother. The mother prepared it and gave it to him. So go and give it to your mother. And don't forget, as at that time, the Bible says, Isaac could not see. But I want to say he was a prophet. Though being a prophet is not this physical eye that you need. Inner eyes. When Rebecca prepared the meat finished, he gave it to Jacob, and Jacob was going, his precious rock, and said, no, you can't go like this. Oh, my son. The Bible says he carried the clothes of Esau. They used to hunt. You know, used to, sometimes they kill an animal, they use it. Yes, sometimes they are knives. They used it to clean it. Deer will fall on it. The blood will, so you have a different order. He put it on. He said, okay, you can precious rock again. I'm talking about the work of grace and building masterpiece of God. Are you with me? As he was going, the mother remembered again, so no, you can't go like this. Your brother is a hairy person. He's an Edomite. Hairy person. He looks like an animal in the body. So you can't go, your father is going to identify it. The Bible said the skin of the animal is wrapped around the hands. And then, the places that the father could touch to identify, he truly was Jacob. And he said, go. And Isaac went. He was shaking as he was knocking at the door. He felt of what he wanted to do. But look at God's grace. See the life of Jacob. I've never seen any place that Jacob ever did anything comfortably. Even when he ran away from his father-in-law in Padan Aram, he was on his way home. Study your Bible very well. The journey that Jacob embarked on for 3 days with all the animal and the children, yes, in his company. His father-in-law pursued him for 7 days. And when he heard that his father-in-law was coming, he started jittering. But the man said the father-in-law was coming from the back. His senior brother Esau was coming from the front. But the man said he was caught in between two fires. But in the midst of all those things, wow, before Laban met him, he was able to pass night somewhere. And God gave him a serious warning. He said, when you meet Jacob, either good or bad, never speak anything to him. He was going with an intention. There's not enough time for us. He was going with an intention to bring back everything that Jacob got. Because his desire was to enslave him perpetually. But the grace of God that took him to that place, that grace of God had to bring him back again. And now, look at him. The Bible says, when he got to Padan Aram, because we don't have so much time, when he got to Padan Aram, the first thing he negotiated for was a marriage. Hallelujah. Now, don't forget when he was going. On his way going, when he was going, the Bible says, a ghetto loses, which was later changed to Bethel. And the Bible says he passed night in that place. And he gathered stones as a pillow. You know how comfortable it's going to be. Hallelujah. That was the man that the grace of God was working upon his life. Sometimes you sleep with your pillow, yet right inside your bed. Your bed, you have problem with your neck. You wake up. Sometimes it can be days. Look at somebody that passed night, setting stone as a pillow. And the Bible says that night God revealed himself to him. He saw the angel of the Lord ascending and descending. And when he woke up in the morning, he said, I perceive that the Lord is here. He said, this is a dreadful place. This place I've called nothing but the house of God. And the Bible said the only thing that was inside his bag was oil. And he gathered that stone, he used it to build an altar. And he prayed unto God and said, God, in this my journey that I'm embarking on, if you can give me food to eat, raiment to put on, whatever you give me, when I am coming back, I will pay you tithe on that same spot. And he continued that journey. And he served Laban for 20 years. The first 7 years to marry wife. And what he negotiated for was Rachel. And that man was so cunning. He tell him at the beginning that we have a tradition in our place. The senior has to go before junior. But because he sees somebody that wants to do NYSC, he said there's no problem. 7 years. He said it is even good for me to give her to you than to the outsider. It was because he knew that that man was not a lazy person. Those of you that you are lazy in the church, a lazy, you'll be a coward. And God cannot use you. I didn't say it is not good though, but is that the way you want to live your life? To you, it's not God that created him. Why don't you also say, God, I want to be given? He deal with you with the way your mind's wrong. There's nothing God cannot do. Yes. Nothing is difficult for God to do. But when I say, what limiting is your faith? Sometimes somebody that wants to help you, because you have your BSc, somebody that wants to help you doesn't even go. Who told you that that person cannot help you? Yourself, he primary school that asked you to bring your certificate, including your NYSC. Go there late in the morning, knock at the door. He the gate man doesn't answer you. Wait till they open it. That is the training that God wants you to go. If you don't do it, you remain in that same position. We are talking about God. You think it's everything we'll be talking to you? It's not everything we see. Maybe just once in a while like this. And let me tell you sometimes when you miss us an opportunity like that, it's once opportunity lost. Jacob worked for 7 years. At the end of the 7 years, Laban just took Leah. Yes, with the hands made. And you know the way they use. Yes, you don't see, you don't sleep with your wife, you don't the father that will help you to determine. Thank God today we don't do that. But your mother has to pray for you and listen to the advice. In the night, they pack the load, pack everything, and send Leah away. Rachel didn't even see the face. They met inside the dark room. By the time the day broke, The senior has to marry before the junior. If you still want to marry her, there is still vacancy. Fulfill your wish. Fulfill your task. I will give her to you. It is better for me to give her to you than to give it to outsider. It's because he knew that this man was energetic. And the Bible said, for the love that Jacob had for Rachel, they said that 7 years looks like a few days. 14 years. Even if somebody wants to pay millions. Yeah. If you want, look, the life they live sometimes, you look at those and say, God. And after the 7 years, they now started negotiating. I have a family to do.
We say, I will give you 2 cows. 2 rams. 4 camels. 4 kidney cows.
The Bible says, Jacob says, 10 times. 10 times. 10 times. No, I ain't nobody but Luna Uncle. No, is it not true? But must say he deceived his father. He deceived his brother. He deceived his father-in-law. He deceived everybody. Or did God change his name from Jacob to who? Israel, priest with God. God deal with you the way your mind is wrong. You are thinking you can just cheat somebody. Somebody is also going to come along your way. In the Delta State, among the one tribe, they call it Wayo. Yoruba will tell you not be Wayo. Now sense, past sense. But yet, grace is with Jacob. Hallelujah. At the end of it, God said, Jacob, you have labored enough for just within that 6 years, maybe after 16 or 18 years, God now say, carve a stick. Just carve it. Put in the color that you like. Put it under that animal. That was what God told him. Also use his own initiative. When the sick animal are mated, but the healthy one, and by the time they are going to bring forth, exactly like the color on the stick. He that is not grace, what do you want to call it? Bible says, the animal that are healthier belong to Jacob. The sick one belong to Laban. And this time around, Laban could not change it. He couldn't change it. He had been changing the way this 10 times. But when it comes to what God now put his hand on, when it comes to the word that God said, this is the time for you to go. When it comes to something that's going to make it to be a masterpiece, the enemy could not interrupt that program. He said, behold, I'm going to be with you. Even inside of you, to the end of the world. He said, the young lion do lack and hunger. But because your trust is in me, he said, you will never lack any good things. And the Bible said, the animal of Jacob were increasing in number on daily basis. And look at the children of Laban. I wonder where were they. I don't even know that man gave birth to children. Until they're complaining that all that belongs to our daddy, you have taken it. How can somebody be working with your daddy? You have to go back again to your father. Go back again to your homeland. The lands of Laban have changed. That was the reason Jacob ran away secretly. No send-off ceremony. That man started looking at him with the corner of his eye. Even the children of Laban were complaining. The Bible said one day he called the 2 wives. Father said, I had to go back. The 2 wives said, rich. We are with you. Our father has collected our dowry, has devoured it. We have nothing that belongs to us in our father's house. All that God has given to you from our father belongs to us and our children. I love them for that statement. How many of us can defend our husband when it comes to such things like that? From our family. Stand by the words of God. And they started that journey. And grace was upon Jacob. Father-in-law pursued him. His brother was coming. He was crossed in between 2 fires. And he started jittering. When Laban met him, that was when Jacob told him. When Laban met him, he didn't complain. That was the complaining. Who stole my God, my idol? Who stole it? A God that somebody had to steal. The Bible said those that worship them, they are like them. They have eyes they could not see. And they cannot be links of the infirmities of the worshippers. So it's not a God. Let that person become your servant. Search everywhere. Say, I'll serve you for 14 years for 2 wives. 7 years to take care of your livestock. You change my wages 10 times. If I not be the God of my father, I could have go away empty-handed. And Laban say, all these things that you have gotten, including this wife and this lifestyle, they all belong to me. They are my home. And the Bible says he started from the tent of Jacob, his Sasran, he couldn't find his idol. He go to the tent of Leah, his Sasran, he couldn't find it. He go to the tent of Rachel, his Sasran. And Rachel sat upon camel furniture. And he said, don't let this thing displease my God. He said, the manner of woman is upon me, I cannot stand before you. And he sat on it. The man sat on it. Now, the man that came with an evil intention, if he was able to find that idol in that furniture of Rachel, I doubt if he's not going to take Rachel back again and go and give her to another husband. The law of marriage. That reason they used to warn us we should not have not a message. It was still grace now. The Bible said by the time he came out, he said, Jacob rebuking. He said, what evil have I done? What evil have I done? That's what I'm serving you for all this year. And you want to use evil to repay me. Do you see your God never knew that it was with Rachel? You know, the Bible said immediately they leave that place before they get back again to Bethel. Lucy. God told, he told Jacob, he said, every strange God in the camp, bring her out. We are going to Bethel. We are to sacrifice. He said, that the same God that helped me in the day of my distress. That's the way he put it. That's a Genesis chapter 34 or Genesis 35. And God told him, he said, this is the place that I met you when you ran away because of the fear of your brother. But when Jacob was giving the testimony, he said, when I ran away in the days of my distress, we want to go to that place to sacrifice unto Almighty God. He said, then every strange God in your hand, everybody bring it out. And the Bible says, he buried it under the oak tree in Shechem. Hallelujah. Even in Shechem, grace also worked for them. The Bible says, the daughter of Jacob went out to go and see. Can you see the problem now when you want to mingle? The Bible says, Shechem, the son of Hamor, saw this girl and lay with her. Defile her. Now, I begin to think, why Abraham or God allow Abraham go back again to Padan Aram? You can call him Padan Aram. You can call him Syria. You can call him Mesopotamia. They are all the same thing. Because when he was talking about Laban, he said Laban is Syrian. They call it Padan Aram. Abraham called it Mesopotamia. So it's the same thing. Now, I begin to wonder why these people, Abraham and his seed, had to go back again to this place. Then I find out that among these people of Padan Aram, their guests always remain virgin before they got married. Unlike people in the Canaan lands. He tied the Jebusite, the Hivite, and the rest of them. Yes. They also worship idol in Mesopotamia. But when it comes to immorality, I think they also preach it to some extent. They practice it and they believe it. Hallelujah. The Bible said that Anna went to the people of the land, the daughter of the land. That was how Amos saw her, and Amos slept with her. And Amor and the father now came to Jacob and they said, oh, this daughter is a very beautiful daughter. In fact, she was a virgin. Well, like I want to marry her. Amor, the father of Shechem, said, ask me so much dowry and gift, I will pay it. Because it was very rare to see a virgin among their daughters. At the age of 10, 11, few, they are Sergeant Kurufu. Fairly used. May God be our help. Why? Because his children were on the field.
You know, Sam,
is that children are
home is his reward.
As arrow are in the hands of mighty man. He said, so also the children of his youth. He said, happy is the man that have the full of his quiver. He will never be ashamed at the gates. The Bible said, when the children came back, he departed to them.
They also, they said, oh, you want to marry?
Order only one condition. Or receive Holy Ghost as you receive Holy Ghost. You must circumcise.
You know, when an elderly man circumcises, even a baby when you circumcise, it's not easy. A good man has to take care of that baby. Now, if an old man go and do that, just imagine. Eh? The Bible says, because Hamor and Shechem, they are fools. Let them be living with us. Who told them to go back again to Canaan land? They are going back again to their inheritance. Because they have to stop over. They are not.
They say they are good people. Let us stay with them. Let us give them our daughter. Let them also marry our own daughter. So that at least there could be a relationship between. We can do business together. We become a very great people. He said they are peaceful people. But under one condition, they say every one of us should circumcise. The Bible says all the people that came to the gate of the city to listen to Hamor and Shechem, every one of them went back home to what? Circumcise. The Bible says on the third day, when the pain was so severe, they said, Levi and Simeon, holy two, carry their sword. And I begin to think, no one even the whole city. Only two people. Will kill me, I'm just a very few people. But the Bible, nobody could raise their highest blow. The Bible says, when Levi and Simeon did that, they brought out Diana. That made that guy appear in that house. One person, no going out. He went to the camp, and they are now negotiating for that. Is that the procedure? Visit a boy, he give you listen, everything are free. How much do you want? How much is a woman? It means something. Don't you know with that plastic they can use injections? A bit syringe to inject it, then you slept off. And at school they send you to because you started crying. Who is to be blamed? Eh? How many Ankara have you bought? Shoes that your parents are buying for you. Part through a shortcut. Everything that you have eaten, you need to pay back. You deprive yourself of so many things. Of so many things. What did we say for you? This is that day, that Lord. Huh? When you are going to the age of your mom, we want to sing it for you. The grace is here tonight. The grace is the one that has called you out from your family, from your kindred. The grace is what show you the message of the hour. The grace is what is carrying you along. The grace is going to take you in rapture. Yet, look at that book of Zechariah. It talks about the capstones. Talk about the message of the capstone. They say it is grace that brought it. Grace is a foundation. Grace is on the housetop. Then the grace of God had to be sufficient for us. In every aspect of our life, all that we need to do is to take God by His word. When you do that, every impossibility, it will become possible. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord bless your family. May the Lord bless this local assembly. May His grace continue to be sufficient for all. Wherever the soul of your foot is going to turn, the promise of God is to give it to you as a possession. I said, no man will be able to stand before you all the days of your life as it was with our prophet. I promise to be with you. It is not about God's grace. May God bless you. Shall we bow our heads? Grace, grace, grace. All I need is God's grace. Grace, grace, grace. Is God's grace. Grace and allow, grace to Rabbi, grace to Rabbi, all that day of my life, hallelujah, son allow, oh yes, grace to Rabbi. Troubles and trials, it's only grace that can keep us going. When everything turns upside down, he said, my grace will be sufficient for you. When you look and see the whole situation around you, it's beyond your understanding or control. God depends on Him. That is His promise, and it can never fail. Glory of His name.
Most gracious eternal Father, we thank you very much for bringing us together this evening. But once again, from the windows of heaven, abundantly, your blessings, we are lifted up. We are drawn closer unto you. Lord, we have broken fallow grants again. Lord, we have had our experiences renewed with you, O Jehovah God. We are so grateful unto you. Sir Jesus, your word that we have heard like music in our soul, if not for time, we just desire to tarry in your presence more than this. Lord Jesus, this word is the truth and nothing but the truth. It's been your grace all along. And it's your grace that will see us through to the end of this journey. Whatsoever be the needs in the heart of each and every one of us, ramay hands to go up everywhere, O Father. Definitely there is no mortal, Lord, that will hear things like this, that will not have a desire or request. Lord Jesus, may you look down in the heart of each one, Father, and grant unto us the desires of our hearts. Meet us at the point of our needs. Lord Jesus, whatsoever we have need of, which you have already made provision for, right inside of your word. The faith we have need of at this hour, to possess it and become ours, given to every one of us, Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you will use this, O God, to drive fear away from us, O Father, to know that this journey is already paid for, is secured, and we have the guarantee, O Father, with us. Thank you, eternal Father. We bless and magnify your name. The vessel you have just used to bless us, may you bless him in return, Lord. May you lift up the honor of his ministry, grant all his desires, Father, and that of, O God, his family, and that of his local assembly, may you meet every need, dear Father. Thank you, righteous master. Be with us as we continue the prayer session. May your name be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen.
Praise be to God. After the circumstances, I will hand over grace.
Marvelous grace of our loving Lord, grace that takes our sin and again, yonder on Calvary, mounts of hope, there where the blood of the Lamb was spilled. Grace, grace, God's grace, grace that we pardon and cleanse with
grace, grace, grace that we pardon.
Gracious Lord, we thank you very much for it's been a wonderful time in your presence. We appreciate your grace truly that has appeared unto us. For the grace that appeared to all men unto salvation is never in vain in our life. We thank you for having us in your mind before the world began and including us in your program and manifesting us at your own time and the best of the times. We really thank you very much. We thank you for this glorious message of the hour. Lord, that is getting plainer and plainer. Lord, simpler and simpler. Glorious and more glorious as the day goes by. We are so grateful unto you. Thank you for the portion that we have had tonight. We bless your holy name. We ask, O God, that this grace will continue in the life of each and every one of us. May your grace never depart from us. Don't wonder your prophet said that if your grace is taken from his life, he'll be worse than the worst sinner on the street. And that goes for every one of us. May that grace never depart from us. May it continue with us all the days of our life. And may we never turn grace to disgrace, Father. May you help us, Heavenly Father. We bless your wonderful name. The vessel you have used tonight to preach your word, once again, may you bless him. May you lift him up, Lord, and grant all his needs and desires to the glory of your name. Lord, your servant that you have used to lead the request, we ask to replenish him also and lift up the horn of his ministry. We want to thank you, O God, for bringing your servant safely from his trip. Lord, that we have been praying for him in Ure Village, thank you for your protection upon him. Thank you for joining mercies. Thank you for the services and the blessings that, O God, you have given to your children in that place. We just bless your holy name. We believe that, O God, you water your word in their life, that, Lord, it will bring forth fruits of righteousness. So let it be, Heavenly Father. We bless your holy name. Thank you for our pastor in Ghana. Lord, being with him thus far, Lord, we thank you very much. We pray you continue to be in strength and protection and continue to, O God, inspire him as he, Lord, all services further. Lord, for the people, may you bless those services, O God. Thank you for those far and the testimonies. We bless your holy name. Lord, when he will be coming back, Lord, as it has been said earlier, may he come back with abundance of testimonies. Thank you, Eternal Father. We remember your servant who has raised his request, Brother Joseph. Lord, the situation in his place of work. Lord, when the Son of Man went to sow good seed, wheat only in his farm, and where men slept, and they discovered another one came up. Lord, when you look at it, you say, an enemy have done this. This definitely is the work of the enemy. When you rebuke his works, Lord, you have promised to rebuke devourers for our sake. Whichever way that this devourer want to call, in the name of Jesus Christ, may be rebuked, O Father. May you create fear around that place, Father. Lord, may you grant grace at this hour that something will happen, O Father. The stolen items, may they be recovered, Father. And we also pray, O God, that all that your servant desires in his office, may you grant to him to the glory and the honor of your name. May every activities of the enemy be stopped forthwith. Let it be there, Father. All the requests are committed to your hands tonight. May you grant us faith as we believe that they are already receiving attention before your throne of mercy. O God, until we see their manifestation, may we keep believing, Lord. May we never doubt their Father. May our confession be positive, O God, and may we be in expectation also. Thank you, Eternal Father. Lord, the trip of your servant to Elisha with the family on Friday and the program there, the end of the program, and they are coming back, may you bless it, O Father. Thank you, Eternal Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. Lord, after a while, we will dismiss and go back to our homes. You are the one that brought us safely. Take us back safely, Lord, and watch over us the rest of the week, Lord, and meet with every need, both in families, individuals, and as a local assembly. Thank you, King of Glory. The next time we'll gather here by your grace will be Sunday. If, Lord, you tarry till then, bring all of us back in our numbers and send out your blessings once again. Blessed be your wonderful name for hearing and granting our petitions. because we have asked them with faith and thanksgiving in the name of our Master and our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. God bless you. Yes, I did not take the mic in the beginning so that I can let the preacher quickly take his time. If I take the first 10 minutes or 15 to pray and then do introduction, and then if he takes his 1 hour, because I asked him to take 1 hour being a visiting minister, then it will be 7 already. Then, of course, majority of us know him. It's only a few people that wouldn't know him. That's Pastor Joshua Fisher. God bless you. We also want to the evangelist from his trip. God bless you, sir. We thank the Lord for bringing back safely, safe and sound. And we appreciate that the Lord have used the meetings to achieve his purpose. We did not take the love offering. More than half of the people I'm looking at now, that this very offering is not specified in the message when we are to take it. This one, we are free to take it anytime, whether beginning or the end. So, and since we have been told before, it's not, we will take it, the way we take it is that the officer will just bring the plate, we'll bring one plate there for the minister, and keep one plate in that place. Nobody will go out through the side doors. The only exit door will be the front. God bless you. Is it clear enough? Oh, sure. So you just come and give us one plate here, out of the two, and keep the other plate in that plate. All side doors are not you. We have an announcement. The city is to inform all members of the church musical group. Musical rehearsal this Saturday in the church by 3 p.m. Let us all be punctual. We have a visitor with us. Yeah. This is not his first time. That is Kenny's brother. I think he's a senior, Abby. Senior. The junior. Your face look as if... that's all right. Twins brother, I can never miss. Yeah, God bless you all. Our next service will be tape service on Friday after that one on Sunday. So as we... Where's the plate? I said the supreme gift. Friday, the pastor sent his greetings to everyone, and when he comes, he will give his report, because the way their journey is, he never even know when the military trip. We are going to this place, then as I tell him, okay, we are now going to this place. So even though yesterday I couldn't talk much, but I was forced to laugh seriously. Where we are talking. Because he's one kind being. On Sunday, I was very strong in the morning, very sound. In the afternoon, I begin to feel feverish a bit. So I sent for malaria drug. By that evening, so if you put egg on my body, it will boil it. They wanted to rush me to hospital. I said, just relax. They were, if it's somebody else, me, I will take the person. But because it's me, I said, you relax. Monday, I off my phones. So some people, even that Sunday evening, my phone was, and yesterday I was able to on. But today, I think the body is coming back. God bless you, Richard. I have a lot of appointments aligned there. I just, grace, God's grace that we pardon us.